Today's episode I try to cut relatively short because today I don't have any guests invited, but today I will mostly talk about myself. I had so many guests until now in my podcast that shared their stories, shared their plans for this year, but today I want to take the time to just give you a little bit of a background on how I started my calisthenics and streetlifting journey and also what are my plans for this year. So if you are interested in that, stay tuned and we directly jump in. Welcome to the Muscle Up Podcast, the first international streetlifting podcast, which will be all about lifting heavy weights, doing fancy skills and listening to interesting stories from the best athletes across the world. I'm your host Nadine, and now let's get started. So before I start to tell you guys more about how I started my journey into streetlifting, maybe I quickly give you a general background about myself. So for those of you who don't know that, I'm 26 years old and I live in Munich in Germany here, and I'm currently working as a full-time coach, partly in live trainings as a personal trainer here in Munich, but also as an online coach for mostly calisthenics and streetlifting athletes. So it's like currently shared roughly 50-50 on how I earn my money. My company is called Muscle Up Coaching, and I also have a good employee since this month. Her name is Stephanie, and yes, so that's basically roughly my background. So of course, if you are looking for a coach, feel free always to approach me. I'm mostly focusing on female athletes, so sorry for the guys, but for calisthenics and streetlifting, I mostly want to work together with female athletes and make them stronger. And yeah, that's also the purpose originally why I've started with this podcast, as you might have heard when you listened to my first episode in earlier times. And yeah, I really want to strengthen streetlifting, and especially for the female community, and that's why I thought we need a podcast from a female or from a girl in streetlifting as well. So but now let's head over to like my story and how I started streetlifting. Generally speaking, I was like always a pretty sporty person. I never had a time where I didn't do any sports. So as a child, I started like with swimming, gymnastics, handball, football. I did really different kinds of sports, and also directly started on a pretty competitive level and always was like a pretty competitive person.
So I directly started with going to competitions in swimming, and when I was like 6-7 years old, I also competed in gymnastics, and of course in handball, for example, you always have like this Liga style where you have like games every other weekend. So yeah, there was always like a time where I still competed somehow with a team or myself, doesn't matter really. And yeah, at the time where I went like in teenage years, I had to focus more on one sport because of course time was getting less the more involved you got with life basically. So I decided to fully focus on handball during these days, and did this for like I think 5-6 years really on a focused level. I went to training like 3-4 times a week. I played in different teams from like the youth team, and as soon as I got old enough, I also played for the women's team, for the second women's team. Like I played in for a couple of months like in 3 different teams there, and was really involved into the handball game. But I was never really, really good, I guess. Like I was not bad, but also not playing on a really high level. And yeah, I also got injured a lot during these days, and because of that, I decided to enroll in a gym to make sure I don't have so much injuries all the time and are getting more competitive in handball as well. So more muscles, I thought like I'll be stronger, my my throwing game will be better and so much more. And yeah, so I started going to the gym, I think at the age of 14, 15 years, and also never stopped. So from this time onwards, I always went like at least 2 times per week to the gym. Starting, of course, at that age, pretty easy and not really focused. I didn't really know what I was doing there at that time. But compared to like others, I think I still trained okay-ish. And I was also always doing like basic exercises as a deadlift, like a squat. I also did pull-ups, I think, at that age already. Not a lot, like maybe 2, 3 or something, but I was already able to do it and I never had to learn pull-ups, for example. I would just did them. Lucky me at that point. But so I tried to really focus already on basic exercises at that time. And the older I got and the more knowledge I also got, because I had like sports in my A-levels and learned a lot about training science and periodization and so on. The more I focused also on going to a gym, I think like at the age of 18, I went like 3, 4 times per week already, next to handball, which I was still playing. And yeah, that continued just for a couple of more years. And then I went abroad to Singapore for a couple of months for an exchange semester. And there I didn't really have a full gym available. I had like a small gym room because I was living in like a kind of hotel facility, which had like a hotel gym there. But it also had a calisthenics park. At those days, I didn't know it is called calisthenics park, but I had like this bars, I had a dip bar, I had like a place where you could do handstands and stuff like that. And because I didn't really like the hotel gym, I mostly did my workouts outside then at the calisthenics park, and then of course mostly focused on bodyweight training. So I still continue training there like 3, 4 times a week at least, maybe even more, but focused mostly on a combination of Freeletics, I had this Freeletics app at these days, and yoga, which I think if you combine those two together is already quite close to calisthenics. So I think that was like the first time I really was doing like calisthenics exercises. I trained the handstand, I trained dips, I trained pull-ups, I trained push-ups and stuff like that, just on many reps. But yeah, don't know what happened to me, because at those days I still like cardio. Now I really don't. But yeah, obviously there was a time where I preferred doing a lot of reps versus a lot of weight. And yeah, after I came back from my exchange semester, I then really got 100% focused on gym training. I completely changed my nutrition. I went to the gym like 5, 6 times a week, and also include like a really bodybuilding related kind of training, because I really wanted to grow muscle mass, because I gained like 5, 6 kg in Singapore because I drank a lot of alcohol there probably. But yeah, there I thought like, now I need to work my body back into its original size. So that's why I changed my whole style of training. I still continued playing handball after I came back, but not on a such a focused level anymore, just like for fun. And I also signed up in a cheerleading group there and did like for a couple of months. I also did cheerleading and focused there also more on gymnastic skills again, like the handstand of course, but also like splits and stuff like that. And yeah, in combination I did like my bodybuilding training and this gymnastic part in cheerleading, and already came up with the idea at those days that I want to get competitive at some point. First of all, of course, I thought on maybe competing in bodybuilding, because that was like the only thing I could think of when thinking about doing a competition in strength sports, and was focusing on that for a couple of months, but then realized that my muscle groups are not really equally adapted, so I wouldn't be a great fit for bodybuilding and would have to like really train hard to change that. So I focused then back onto functional training more because I got bored about on this whole bodybuilding style, and more followed different people on Instagram that were doing like a lot of functional calisthenics and like gymnastics training. And that's also how I went, like how I got in touch with calisthenics properly, I guess. So I followed like a girl that was doing a lot of ring muscle ups, and she also did like a lot of ring muscle ups tutorials. And with the help of these tutorials, I already learned my first ring muscle up. And when I was able to do that ring muscle up, I was thinking like, what can I do with it now? Basically. And then I saw like the YouTube video, which was here in Germany, like a calisthenics tour of Felix Stenleck, like Coach Flex here in Germany, which is a now well-known calisthenics coach. And yeah, with this together and a couple of other podcasts I heard, and I got to know about weighted calisthenics, and I thought like this could be a really good fit for me because it's still like somehow connected to a little bit of bodybuilding, but also combines this skill aspect, which I also liked, but I was also not pretty good in it because I was really tall and also a bit too heavy on the legs. For example, I did too much leg training for being a real calisthenics athlete, I guess. So yeah, and then I directly signed up for coaching with a calisthenics coach, and we had like 3 4 weeks after I signed up for this coaching, a competition here, a small competition here in Munich. It was 2021, I guess. And yeah, I just competed there with a preparation time of 4 weeks. But even though it was a pretty small competition, so I didn't have many competitors, I won this competition at these days with a total of, I think, 172.5 or something. So still pretty light. And yeah, but from that there on, I caught fire and I just never stopped competing. Basically, I did another competition in this year at the end of the year, where I then already increased my total, I think, by like 15-20 kg within a time span of 2 3 months time. And yeah, then my first like really competitive competition, I guess, was Final Rep 2022, where I got second place in the plus 70 kg class these days. There we didn't have that many weight classes yet. And yeah, and this same year I also directly went to the World Championship and became third there. And then afterwards I really thought like, now I need to really focus, really get much deeper into the whole training progress, and really wanted to become one of the best, which I'm not yet there, but I'm still working on it, of course. So yeah, this year it's already 2024, and I'm now into the sports like almost 3 years now. So it changed a lot. It changed my business. It changed my way of working, of course, because when I started with street lifting, I was still working as a full-time employee in a like a company where I did like business related stuff. And this also helped me to become self-employed somewhat, I guess. So I'm really grateful that I discovered street lifting.
So my plans for this year is of course going to the European Championship. I'm not sure if I'm yet able to hit one of the first places, but of course I will try my best. This year I switched weight classes. Before that, in 2023, I competed in the minus 63 kg class of the females, and now I switched back up to the minus 70 kg class because I'm just too tall probably for the other class, and also had to do like a really hard cut to stay within this class, and it was not useful in the end anymore. So I thought like, let's get the full potential out of it and get fat and heavy. No, but yeah, I think that will of course also help me to become stronger in the push disciplines, but I also feel, especially in the pull part, that it blocks me from progressing further. Of course, I'm now weighing like almost 7 kg more than in October, for example. So that definitely makes a difference. But let's see what in the end will turn out for me. First of all, in a couple of months now, in June, I have the German Open competition in the minus 70 kg class, where I will have a hard fight against a competitor called Christina Fröhlich. So I think there we will definitely have a nice battle on the platform. But then, of course, if I can qualify, and I hope we both can, because I hope there will be two places for Germany at the Europeans, then yeah, we both hopefully go to Europeans and have another fight there, of course, but also with a lot of other strong girls. So let's see what I can manage there. But my plan for this year is definitely to hit a new dip world record in this weight class, and I think this is something I can do. Like, not sure, of course, but dip goes really well at the moment, so I hope I can manage that. For the other disciplines, let's see. I hope to increase my squat, like maybe in the area of 145 to 150 kg something until the end of the year. And yeah, for the rest, I'm just happy if I'm better than the last year, or if I'm weight now. But yeah, targeting like a total something in between 255 and 270 probably for the German Open, and for the Europeans we'll just see what's in there for me. But of course, getting closer to the direction of 300 kg total in the next years will be my ultimate goal in the end. So yeah, that's my small street lifting journey. I hope you enjoyed it a little bit. And yeah, in the next couple of weeks I have some really interesting episodes waiting for you. Of course, we have a lot to talk about, because now the whole starter lists from the different final rep competitions are out, and I will make sure to do a few pre-shows of that. And yeah, also a couple of more interesting guests are waiting, so stay tuned. Sign up for the podcast, leave me a rating, I would highly appreciate that, and leave me a comment maybe also if you want to hear some special guests in the next couple of weeks, and hope to hear you soon.
Thanks for listening today. If you like the podcast, I would highly appreciate it if you would leave a 5-star rating and share it across your community to make the sport grow further. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell so you will never miss a new episode. Stay active, and hope to hear you soon.